Talk of the Town, brought to you by Big Boy, just get in line, it moves fast. Dakota Pharmacy and Dakota Natural Health Center, we're here to help you stay well. Trademark Realty, Peak Automotive and Service, and Silver Ranch. Welcome back to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270.
You're tuned to Talk of the Town on Super Talk 1270. I'm Steve Bike along with Jason Spies from The Crude Life. You can catch Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on Super Talk 1270. Also, Sarah Stogner, the Unicorn Lawyer, joining us as well. Also, candidate for Texas Railroad Commission. And next segment, guys, in a few minutes, I'll get to our picks from last week. And they were okay.
Yeah, we'll just kind of see how that goes there, Steve, because sometimes we don't ever like to talk about our picks, but hey, that's okay. We're not professionals here, but we are professionals in other areas.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wanted to ask Sarah about the Forward Party, first of all, how that is going, because for those folks just joining us, Sarah Stogner ran as a Republican in the last Texas Railroad Commission, which oversees basically anything to do with energy and railroad. Nothing to do with railroad. And then she took second. Last time she took second. This time she's running as a Texas Forward Party. And it's mostly because, and Sarah, I put this on your social media post today because I think that, you know, people talk about a two-party system. I really think it's a one-party system of rhinos and dinos. You have Republicans in name only, Democrats in name only, but at the same time, they almost serve the same masters. And so the agendas are almost lock, stock, and barrel. How are you looking at this as a third party candidate when it comes to the traditional Republican and Democrats as they're presenting them now?
Yeah, well, you know, I was an econ major in college, and I think of it as a duopoly that needs to be broken and that you can just always follow the money. And I completely agree that the distinction between Republican and Democrat at this point is kind of silly. It depends on where you live to what that means. But at the end of the day, you've really got a bunch of wealthy elitists who are running the government under the guise of citizens having a choice and actually being able to participate and have a say in who runs the world.
Sarah, I kind of extrapolate that out a step further because we see this in North Dakota with a lot of rhinos and Democrats that have run as Republicans because that's the only way you get elected in North Dakota. Two-part question. What are you seeing in Texas? Because are those things you deal with in Texas as well? Also, there's another aspect, another layer to this onion where I see, you know, our governor's not a Republican, he's a globalist. But there's a globalist agenda out there. Davos and the World Economic Forum and these financial pieces on a global level that have really gotten traction here in the United States. We were kind of one of the last dominoes, and I see it tipping over on its edge just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been using the analogy of the Titanic and that the two-party system is the Titanic. And I think that 2016, the iceberg was struck and that the Donald Trump era of politics has really changed what it means to be a conservative. I mean, the fact that my mom, a lifelong Baptist, supports Donald Trump is just mind-boggling to me, right? The guy that went to a college and talked about 2 Corinthians instead of 2 Corinthians, and evangelicals still think that he cares about Christianity. And instead, what they're doing is they're weaponizing Christianity into this white nationalism that you see like with Fuentes. And there's been a lot of drama in Texas over the past few days because Jonathan Strickland, a former Texas politician who's now in charge of a PAC that is funded by billionaires Wilkes Brothers and Tim Dunn, is meeting with Fuentes, who professes that Hitler's a hero and he wants to marry a 16-year-old because that's when the milk's the sweetest. I mean, like real misogynistic, racist scary things. And somebody like me who comes in as an old school conservative that says, what about fiscal responsibility and private property rights and getting back to the Constitution and minimal government? That's lost, right? We have no fiscal responsibility. No one seems to care about personal body autonomy or private property rights anymore. And so I've said, okay, guys, well, as a recovering Republican, in my view, you can't fix it from the inside. It's too far gone. We really need a revolution and to motivate people who haven't been politically involved to get involved. And let's start something new and be the change that we want to see in the world.
I think the energy industry is the leader in this too, by the way. I've been saying this for a couple of years. In fact, Steve, we could go ahead and just say this now. In fact, 2 years ago, Steve Bakken, right before COVID, he flat out said to me, he goes, Jason, you have to be the industry's biggest enemy in order to be their biggest friend right now. Mm-hmm. And he was right. He was right that the industry has such a tribal mentality that when I was trying to explain to them that ESG is coming, they'd kick me out of a conference. When I was trying to explain to them that they're being positioned in the same way the tobacco industry got taken out and the coal industry got taken out, they will try to ruin your grandfather's tractor dealership. This is a very different tribal mentality that the industry has been displaying for 15 years. And I think they've created their own problem. I look at what you're doing and you're bringing positive change. You're bringing the ability for someone to say, I don't agree with you, Sarah. And you're saying, good, let's sit down and have a talk. What I experienced firsthand was people trying to destroy your business, people talking behind your back. And this is leadership. Talk to me about the leadership and energy right now, because I truly believe if we had new leadership in oil and gas, we wouldn't have any of these issues that we're having right now with climate change and et cetera, because proper leadership would take care of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I think the news this morning that Exxon's officially buying Pioneer is incredibly sad to me, right? Pioneer is one of the better middle-sized companies out there trying to do it the right way. I've got friends that are engineers over there that talk to me about, yeah, when a wellbore loses integrity, I go to my boss and I tell them we've got a problem and they give me the money to fix it, right? When we need companies like that, because it's a commodity, if you've got a few guys doing it the wrong way and getting away with it, it makes it impossible for good guys to stay in business because no one cares that your oil was quote unquote responsibly produced, right? Versus irresponsibly produced. And we need leaders to step up and say, look, guys, it's going to cost more money to do it the right way, but we have to do it the right way because the alternative is either total economic collapse or total environmental degradation. And that those are the two sides that they're pushing, right? The left says we need no fossil fuels, shut it all down. And the right saying, drill, baby, drill. There's nowhere we can't drill. And I think that what we need to do is obviously somewhere in the middle.
We're talking with Sarah Stagner, unicorn lawyer, also candidate for Texas Railroad Commission. And, you know, Sarah, I'll throw one more on there. Even on the green stuff, you take a look at that agenda where it's all or nothing, just be damned. They don't look at the other impacts from, hey, you got to have an electric vehicle. Yeah, but where does that battery come from? There's a lot to the energy story.
Where does the electricity come from?
Yeah. Where's the electricity come from? And where does that battery come from? What happens with that mine? Yeah, there's a lot to it. This is Talk of the Town on SuperTalk 1270. I'm Steve Bakken along with Sarah Stagner and Jason Spies from Crude Life. You can catch Crude Life Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. right here on SuperTalk 1270. When we come back, our private public picks coming up next on SuperTalk 1270.